This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
First live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience with Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent here at Relevant Radio. Ashley, good morning.
Well, buongiorno, John. Hello from across the many miles.
And once again, the Holy Father is continuing his catechesis on the Acts of the Apostles.
That's right. The catechesis continues today under a sunny sky. And today the Holy Father was speaking about St. Paul in Ephesus and how when there, Paul performed, there were many miracles that were performed through Paul. The sick were healed. Those possessed by evil spirits were freed from them. And so today Pope Francis pointed out that despite the fact that this city was, that magic was widespread in this city, Paul preached authentic salvation, of course, salvation, which can only come from our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Pope Francis went on today to speak about Paul's continued journey, how when on his way back to Jerusalem, he stopped at Miletus and sent for the elders of the church of Ephesus. And it was there that he really, really encouraged them to guide the community after he was gone. And one thing that he pointed out was he wanted them to be on guard against teachers of false doctrine and to make sure that the flock that had been entrusted to their care was always being led on the correct path to holiness, the path, of course, that is narrow. And he also admonished them to always show generosity and concern for the poor. So with that in mind, the Holy Father closed the audience today asking all of us to pray that in every age, the Lord will sustain all of our church's pastors in that same kind of faith, in that same sort of zeal for the growth of their own Christian communities that are in their care, and more specifically in what he called joyful fidelity to the gospel, John.
And of course, we have bishops from various parts of the country meeting with the Holy Father. It goes by region. Yesterday, we had Bishop Richard Sticca here on Morning Air. He in the southeastern region. Those bishops are meeting with the Holy Father this week. And also, the Holy Father talked about renewing in us his love for the church.
Yes. Yes, in fact, that was something that he called all of us to do. And it's interesting that you bring up the visits, the ad limina visits that are happening from the U.S. bishops, because in hearing from the bishops after those visits, that is a message that they have been very consistently hearing in those meetings with Pope Francis, John.
Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, with the latest from the Pope's general weekly audience on a sunny day in the Vatican. Our time now is 23 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio, and the Relevant Radio app is, well, tonight here in the States, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be illuminated. Is the Vatican Christmas tree up yet?
Ah, yes. Well, it's actually up and it's fantastic. It is about 85 feet high, so it is pretty hard to miss, and it will be lit tomorrow. So we're certainly looking forward to it. It's always a wonderful event and experience with a band and a lot of ceremony, and of course, it all culminating in the actual lighting of the tree. And you may remember, John, that the tree every year comes from a different location, and this year it comes from the centuries-old forest in northern Italy. Now, these were the same areas that were particularly devastated by some terrible storms that we experienced here in November of 2018. And the winds were up to 200 kilometers an hour last year. So there were even entire forests that were completely razed to the ground as a result of it. Well, this hardy 85-foot spruce managed to make it through. And in addition to it being gifted to the Vatican, about 40 trees are going to be replanted in that area that was so seriously damaged by those hurricane-like winds. Now, in the meantime, there are some interesting things that we can expect to see with this year's Christmas tree. For one thing, there's special new lights called next generation lights. And they are supposed to be very energy efficient. They use a lot less energy. And so that is, the Vatican, of course, pays attention to that, considering that it gets almost a fourth of its power from solar energy. And then, in addition, we can expect the nativity scene that is always placed right next to the beautiful Christmas tree. Now, I have to tell you that it gets really exciting here, because about a month and a half before the unveiling, already the construction begins. And there's scaffolding that goes up in the center of St. Peter's Square, all around the obelisk that's in the middle of that square. And so the excitement has been building for many, many weeks for all of us, and we're very much looking forward to the grand unveiling tomorrow. But what we have to look forward to is that this year's nativity scene, it's going to be made completely out of wood, and it's going to replicate the traditional northern Trentino-style buildings with wood shingle roofs, etc. Now, this is an area that's just at the foot of the Alps. It's actually my favorite part of Italy, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I always describe it as feeling like you're walking through a little town that you'd see in a snow globe. It's really wow. An enchanting area. Yeah. And with that nativity, there are going to be 20 figures. Now, the figures are actually larger than life size. So they're quite big. And of course, we will see the Holy Family, the Magi, the shepherds. There's going to be animals. And some of the decorations will include broken tree trunks that were salvaged from that forest that I mentioned that was so devastated in the 2018 storms. And in addition to that nativity scene, there will be a second one inside the Paul VI Audience Hall. Now, that is the location where, when we are experiencing extra cold weather or extra hot, that's where the public papal audiences on Wednesday will instead be held. So that nativity scene will again be wood. It will have an old-fashioned style. Imagine Gothic arches. There's going to be barns and stables, just like you would see in that mountain range of the Alps area. So we're very much looking forward to that lighting. And I have to tell you, John, there's another special nativity scene that is garnering a lot of attention at this very moment. And we've also had a lot of severe weather. You and I have talked about it for these past few weeks. And in an area called Ostia, which is not so far from Rome, it's only about 30 minutes from by car. And it's a coastal area right on the Mediterranean Sea. And because of the severe winds they've had in that area, well, sadly, there have been some seaside cabins that were destroyed, and there's been a lot of sand that was displaced. Well, apparently, the locals were feeling pretty downhearted about what had happened, and a Slovakian street artist looked at it in a very different way. Instead, he saw this as an opportunity to create some beauty, and from all the displaced sand, he created a beautiful sand nativity scene. And so people are making that trek to go out to Ostia these days and especially admire the many buildings and the animals, the figures, the characters that he created out of sand in order to raise some dampened spirits during this season, John.
Ashley Naronda, our Vatican correspondent this morning at 18 before, and how the Vatican is preparing for Christmas. The tree will be lit tomorrow night, and the nativity scenes both outdoors and in the Paul VI Audience Hall. As we go into the weekend, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception coming up on our church calendar, Ashley, how will it be celebrated in Rome?
Oh, well, this is such a grand celebration here. First of all, it is a national holiday, which is a wonderful thing. So if it were on a weekday, that would mean everything, all offices, et cetera, were closed. But since it's Sunday, already everything is closed. And what will happen on that day, first of all, this is traditionally the day that people start to put out their Christmas decorations, this kind of thing. So suddenly we're going to see Rome lighting up on this day. And there's a tradition that has gone on in this city since 1958 under John the 23rd, where the Pope will go and he will visit a small piazza, Piazza Milanelli, which is right next to the Spanish Death. And there in the piazza is a tall column with a beautiful statue of Our Lady on top. And the tradition is that the Pope will spend some time in front of that tall column. He'll spend some time there in prayer. And then a fireman will go up in a cherry picker, and he gets the honor of placing a wreath on the arm that is extended on that statue of Our Lady. And, of course, that is to honor her on this special feast of the Immaculate Conception. It is such a well-attended event. I can't even describe the crowds. For those who've visited that area, that very popular shopping district, imagine that every side street is packed shoulder to shoulder, including the entire Spanish Steps. There's just nowhere to stand because everyone is there to enjoy and be part of that beautiful tradition and to honor Our Lady. And then shortly thereafter, in the center of the city, in Piazza Venezia, right in the heart, the mayor will light our 22-meter-high fir tree, also coming from northern Italy. It has about 80,000 lights and will be covered with red and gold decorations. It'll be illuminated 24 hours a day all the way up until the Feast of the Epiphany. So we were definitely seeing a colorful Rome coming to life over these next few days, John.
You paint beautiful word pictures, Ashley. If you have the opportunity to send us some photos, we'd love to share them on our Relevant Radio social media pages. Ashley is our Vatican correspondent, an American living in Rome. She teaches crisis communication skills to priests and seminarians, and she and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, and that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. More on that at truthandbeautyproject.org. Ashley, thank you. All the best, John. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless you. Thanks so much. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.